God, this is our confession before you. Through the good times, through the bad times, through the good experiences, through the ugly ones, Lord, in all we have learned to trust in you. We thank you because your love cannot be compared to any kind, O Father. One of the songwriters said, he said, the riches down to the lowest valley, and I to the highest mountain. He says, it's that blood that gave me strength, Lord. Father, Lord, we are depending upon you. We are not depending upon ourselves at this hour. Lord, once again, we just pray that you will help us, oh God. Thank you for the blessing, oh God, throughout this day, Father, the Sunday school and the morning service especially. Thank you, oh God, for the dimension you took your servant this morning. Lord, the purpose of your word, Father, is to make us better, O God. As your servant, our dear pastor, will always say, when the world comes like that, Father, we don't see another person. We see ourselves, Lord, because it's a mirror, O God. We pray, dear Father, every man and every woman that you have spoken to, Lord, may we not be forgetful hearers, O God. We've had little time to rest, O God, and we've come, O Father, again. Thank you for the worship service, the hymn and the choruses that have been sung to bless your name. The special song, we pray, Father, that you bless it and you accept it in righteousness. Bless the song leader, O God. Bless the instrument user. Bless every brother. Bless every sister, O God. Just for a few times again, as we fellowship around this world, may you bless your word in our heart, Lord. May your word do our soul good, O God. May you meet with all of our needs, O God. Make us better people, O God. Thank you, Father. Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's turn our Bible to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. I'll start the reading from verse 7. 1 John chapter 4 and from verse 7. Say, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. I believe every one of us believe that. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believe the love that God had to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. That's a very great revelation, if you can get that. As God is, so are you in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath what? Torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because what? He first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? This and this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. May the Lord Jesus bless the reading and hearing of this perfect word in our hearts. Just turn around and shake somebody. Tell them, I love you. I love you, sir. God bless you. From your heart. Amen. You can please be seated. God bless you. You love the Lord? I believe that's why we're in church. Amen. I think it was Psalmist that was saying that a merry heart doeth good like what? Medicine. Amen. And I think we have had several quotes of it, that God always wants us to be happy. Amen. He wants us to be in love, because his own team, God, is love. That is his team. That is why he came. That is why he died. You hear what Apostle Paul was saying? He said, because why? God loved us first. We don't have any reason but to love him. Amen. As Pastor used to say, why do you love God? He said, because he first loved me. Amen. He first loved us, so we should love one another. Amen. There's a song my dad used to sing. And sometimes some things that those old people used to say is making better sense to me now. Just as we had in the morning, may God help us young people. This young Gen Z generation, may God help each and every one of us. So, can we say amen? Sometimes when daddy will tell us, don't go out in the night, we don't understand. But now, you can understand better. You read it now, we all read it, we followed it. One little association from a bad company can corrupt every good manner. In few minutes, and before you know, you can't change it. God can forgive you. You have mercy, but the scar will still remain here. It will ever remain. May God help us. May God help us. If we now say we love God, as the prophet said, Brother said one time he had an experience. I think he saw a woman with some, is it policemen that sat around the table, and they were having drinks. He said, and in his heart, he was already condemning that woman. that, oh God, do I have to raise my children in this kind of an environment like this? Just scatter the whole thing. Let everything finish. Maybe I should just go into the bush, stay with the Indians on the mountain, and just... While he was there, he said, being that he's a prophet, a voice just called him, come aside. I want to tell you something. And when he come aside, he showed him his life. He said, then he saw his life. Anytime he done something wrong, he threw like something on, you know, Christ. He said, then he see somebody bearing his load, carrying it every time. Oh, my. God didn't know anything. It was me and you that committed sin. And he had to take our place. There is no love that can be compared to that. Amen. Now, if God did that for us, can we not do the same for our fellow man? That's why we were saying in the morning, the Sunday school, that to a great extent, a lot of people, they love God. Sure. A lot of people love God. That's why people can fast. Amen. That's why people can do every religious activity that they can do to show that they love God. But the other question is, do you love your fellow man? As the prophet says, Abraham said, until, I want us, every one of us, if you don't mind, just turn and look at that picture, the statue of the perfect man. What did you find as that triangle? Abraham said, that is the capping of the man that will go in the rapture. If all, just as you had, you know, Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, that we were, you can preach, you can do everything that you can think of, and you don't have that love, we have not started. That you can give another man your place, it's not an easy thing. You say, okay, I surrender, just take it. Then you know that you have God. Amen. Now, from the message, I will restore, hear the Lord. Preach 1954, August 29. Now, Brother Brown was talking about certain people. He said that you know that they have love. You can feel it when you stay around them. Amen. Paragraph 37. Ram says, so, if you want to get close to God, God bless you, my brother. He says, so, if you want to get close to God, just get close to what? Love. Just love God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Just wrap yourself in a bundle of what? Love. Watch that man that you didn't like you. Did you ever get around anybody? You have seen nice people that you couldn't understand to be around them. Now you know that is right, isn't it? I have seen people maybe that you just love to be in their presence. Haven't you seen people like that? The prophet has a question. Now, he said, did you realize that you are sons of God? The atmosphere and the air that you live in, you create a situation around you. Can we say amen? You either draw a good atmosphere or you draw a bad one. Let me come down to the home now. The prophet gave us, thank God for William Brown. God, he didn't hide anything. He gave us even things that were happening in his own house. But Brown said, especially for those of you that are married, he said, you understand better. You know how he used to be in the home. And him being a prophet, being a servant of the people, a public man, always attending to seek God, praying for people and everything. And the wife will always want him to be around the house, just like every sister. They want the love of their husband. They want somebody that will give them care and everything like that, you know?
Maybe a man that will be at home to talk to the children. And Sister Mila was just the only one doing all of those things. And one day, you know, she just got angry and everything. And Baba said the house was upside down. Everywhere scattered. So then I came in. I didn't know where to start from. Joseph was just on his own. Bah, people, bah, bah, bah. Sister Mila just fusing and everything. God, where will I start from? Then Brother Graham said, I really don't think God helped me. In his heart, he was trying to communicate to the wife. He started talking about things. He said, then I look, how can I get her attention? He said, then I said, Mida, you know, I love you. He said, oh. Then he said, okay, I want to tell you something. I saw a nice dress. He said, I saw a nice, she didn't know, don't leave me. You know, that is how we had it this morning. Sorry, sisters. They are very soft. Amen. If you understand how to deal with them, brothers, they are very soft. And they are full of love. But if you touch the other side, they give it to you too. Yeah. They can be very boiling, you know. So, Brother Ram said he was looking at her to calm the thing. He said, I saw a dress. And she did as if she didn't hear. And Brother Ram was, you know, trying to just bring everything. Bring a good atmosphere around the room. While he was doing that, he said he was praying in his heart. Then he was just talking, he was talking. Then she came back and said, hey, that dress that you talk about. The atmosphere now changed. Hey, hey, we cannot start off. The devil is out. God has come in now. Amen. The Bible said, you create it. May God help us. Every home can never be the same. Our home differs. And just as we read in 1 John 4, I think that should be verse 18. It says, perfect love does what? It casts away fear. Yeah, it says, there is no what? There is no fear in love. But perfect love does what? Casteth out fear. Because what? Fear hath what? Torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in what? Love. And just like I was saying this morning, if your family is a fear family, you need to start again. It is not a good background. It's not a good foundation. You put fear in your wife, put fear in your children. That's not what, hey, you can have respect, but not fear. Now, you can have respect in such a way that when you come, your family know that somebody has come. They see you as God. Just as Mama Sarah addressed Abraham as Lord, your wife can see you that way. Your children can see you that way. Not the other way, they see you as a terror. Ah, that is back from the horn. They know the sound of the horn. Everybody begin to take their place. Just like one thing, I was looking at some children, the mother was a terror to them, and they had this thing. They put it, they were watching video down. They now put their book like this. When the woman will come, they will carry it up. When she go back, they put it down, watch their day very well. When they see she's coming, they will bring it up. Then I think the woman was suspecting the something, or she was trying to show maybe a moral lesson. I wouldn't know. So she called them. She said, okay, give me your book. For the past 2 hours, you have been carrying this book. What are you even reading? God, no. That is love. Amen. In one place, Baba said, love is corrective. Amen. Now, I put here, any kind of fear, or any kind of fear that you have, it can give Satan a place in your heart. And that is very deep. When you begin to have fear in your heart, especially as married people towards your partner, the way I'm seeing this man, the way I'm seeing this woman, is she truthful with me? Satan will begin to torment you. He has find a space. He will make the woman act in such a way that everything that you are imagining. Somebody told me in my house, he said, God deliver us from presumptuous sin. I say, amen. I really do. What can David think and they call presumptuous sin? You are presuming. And Satan will get you in that trap and begin to put and say, this woman no respect you. This woman have another man. Yes! That's what Satan can do. Don't you see the way like this? And before you know, instead of love, it is fear. You as a husband, whether you like it or not, the truth is just because you are afraid of your wife. That is why you fight her. The reason why men kill their wife, look at it. Why is it that when they call the man that has mistakenly done something and the woman falls, he will say, honestly, I love the woman. Honestly, I love the woman. I didn't know when something happened and I hit her and she fell. Yes. Ask every married person here. When they started, it was loving, loving, sweetie, sweetie. But something happened somewhere. Like our friend posted, sir, for Mike, this afternoon. Oh, you know, he posted it yesterday. And I was looking at it. I love some people. God have helped them. He says, as couple, when you started, I would have demonstrated it the way they did it. Here is perhaps the man. Here is you, the woman. When you started your journey, it was just the two of you, right? Two of you came and became what? One flesh. Just as we had in the morning. But before you know, because from two different backgrounds, different anointings start coming up. Different anointings start coming up. These are the things that you should have dealt with in courtship. But you didn't deal with it. You were using all the night call to talk rubbish and nonsense. Yeah, you would not like it. You use all the WhatsApp free data or whatever. You have money now, you can buy data, 5 gig, 30 gig. That is okay. You do video call. God, they see you. The video call you will not do with your husband. God is seeing you. The video call you will not do with your father. God is seeing you. You will not have it. You see how Satan is mad? He will not give you that video call to do with your pastor to help you. But you will do with a boy and you have used 2 hours to talk nonsense. Ask yourself, what did you talk? Now, you enter that marriage. And Baba said, you begin to lift the weight of life. Because you didn't spend time. May God have mercy upon us. We didn't spend enough time to understand one another. Though we claim we loved one another, and we are still claiming we still love one another. That is why there is no longer honeymoon. Here is the man, here is the woman. Before you know, sister is already carrying something. Yes, now. It will carry something. Before you know, the result of that thing come. Then they go like this. Before, you were like this. When that pekin, that child came, you now went like this. The child enter your middle. It shouldn't be that way. You should be together and let the child attach to you. Your child should not be a confusion to your union. Amen. Because why? Before they came, you were, both of you were. May God help us. Before you know, children become excuses for marriages. They say, I have to pay my child's school fees. I might also be guilty. I am a human being. So there is none of us that is exempted. I have to pay my child's school fees. I have to do this. I have to do that. But your wife is saying something. Your husband is saying something that you are not giving heed to. Because why? You are not in love. You are in fear. You are thinking, okay, the way you feel it should go, that is the best way. But he said no. She said no. Because why? We are apart. We can never understand one another. May God have mercy upon us. But when we come close together as couple, then we can understand ourselves. May God help us. But when the children come and the weight of life begin to beat on us, that is when you hear statements like, I'm even tired of this marriage. Let everybody go to his place. In fact, God, let my husband die. God knows the answer to that kind of prayer. He will just be looking at you. Because the same thing you are doing, let me tell you, those of you that have that kind of mindset, the same thing you are doing with this present one is the same thing you will do with the next one. Can we say amen? Same thing vice versa, a wife with her husband. The same way you are behaving and treating your husband now, If God give you another one, now so you will still do. May God help us. Now, perfect love casteth out fear. From the message, God projecting his love, preached 1957, August 6, 1957, August 6. Paragraph 4. All right. Just take it down, brother. Sorry, please. Now, Brother said, and I think of one thing which is needed in this, in the great universal church of God, is love. We do not need other things as much as we think we do. And all these other things, our emotions, our gifts, they are wonderful. And to God, we give praise. But if those gifts are not governed by love, then they are not effective. Now, love should govern the home. Can we say amen? What should govern our home? Love. Love is the greatest force that was ever put into the power of a man. A home that is not disciplined by love is not much of a home. If the husband and wife doesn't solemnly love each other, they cannot trust each other. Can we say amen? Husband and wife, are you saying that? That is why I think that instead of resting our faith upon some emotion, which is all right, or some gifts, which is all right, like shouting, speaking with tongues, other things that we take for saying that we have the Holy Spirit when we do this, those things are all right. But if we will come back to the principle, love first, and then those things, I think our church will progress a lot faster. Can you see that? If we will get God first, and God is love. Amen. Now, love is in two different words, two different meaning. In the Greek, one of them is called the filial love, that is the love that you have for your wife, and the other is the agape love, which is the divine love. Now, the love that you have for your wife and the love of God is so contrary. Just listen to this. The love that you have for your wife, if a man would insult her, you could kill the man on the spot with that kind of a love. That is filial love. But with agape love, you will pray for his lost soul. You see the difference now? There is two different types of love. And I am almost sure that many of us has been deceived with having filial love and thinking it is agape love. Filial love is intellectual. Agape love comes from what? The heart. That is human love, affectionately love, godly love. Godly love doesn't question. But the human love, it reasons. Godly love doesn't. It is perfect. Amen. It produces faith. And you really love. Amen. Godly love, he will pray for his enemy. Just as we had, there is no fear in love. And as you had the testimony that the associate pastor gave of his experience in Bayelsa. Yes, as a child of God, not that we are not aware that there are demons. We know. Or we are not aware that sometimes people don't love us for the stand that we take. We know. But we are more confident that the one that we love, the one that loves us, is got our life in his hand, and he fights our battle. Amen. So instead of that man that hates you, or that woman that hates you, or whoever that is doing you wrong, instead of you to pay evil for evil, Brother Bob said, you should show agape love, which is perfect love, which is nothing other than the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because when you have the Holy Ghost, you love everybody, sinner or saint. like the prophet, the experience we're talking about of that woman. The Bible said, I was about to condemn the woman there. He said, then after God called him aside, he went back. Then he said, sister, I want to talk to you. He said, then the woman said, I've got complaint. The Bible said, I don't mean it that way. Is it because she taking maybe the prophet was, let me use the word that you and your fellow use, he wanted to check her. That's not what he wanted to do. He wanted to show her the way of God. He said, I got company. He said, I don't mean it that way. He said, something happened before I came. I was right here. I was condemning you in my heart. He said, and God told me this, this, this. Then the woman started narrating her own story also to the prophet. Then the prophet said, why she narrated it? I said, sister, if you don't mind, can we go on our knees and pray? If you follow God, if you follow the prophet, sincerely, you will come out right. You can never come out wrong. But Abraham is not ashamed. And that is why, as Christian brother and sister, if you are ashamed of your experience, then we have not started. You can turn your office. I'm not saying be fanatical. But I'm just telling you, there's a way when the Spirit leads you, you know it's leading you to something. Enough. Sometimes you do good for people, they pay you evil. Do you reward evil? No. We see it, we experience it on a daily basis. Sometimes I'm looking at somebody, just as my father will say, something that me, your father, has seen 10 miles. You are just starting now. You think you have seen it, and you never see it. That is how it is sometimes. In workplace, I just look at some people, take certain action, and I'm just looking at certain, I say, you don't know anything. If I want to talk, I say, if I talk, this person will not give. Let them continue to go. And they eat crash, they come back. Oh God, we are very sorry. I thought, no problem. I didn't have anything against you. May God help us. Nah. I wouldn't know if it's in any of the sermons. But I know I've had this. But what I want us to pick off out there is the context. But Abraham was giving us, no, it's not the prophet now, it's story. So because I've searched, I couldn't find it. Maybe it's in the boat, I wouldn't know. About a warrior. This guy was very strong. Nobody could defeat him. Maybe like Samson. And he had a very good friend. That they were very good friends. I think maybe it should be in the message. And every of his fights, nobody overcame him. But something happened. Something can happen. Something happened. He went into the bush, and I think he found a dead woman. Not knowing that the hunter was somewhere watching that. So the hunter was looking, this fighter boy has come around. Let us see what he will do. And there was that lady, and he committed the act. Maybe whatever camera or film the hunter used, this man thought nobody saw him. So he just went, cleaned the team. And went thinking that nobody saw me. Then, this hunter just called him aside. I have your record. If you do anything, I will expose you. There are people like that. Satan put them in bondage. He said, if you shout too much, I will expose you. You better expose the devil before the devil expose you. That's the secret the prophet gave us to deal with him. Amen. So Satan was using this fellow to oppress this man. Anytime he tried to come out in the battle, he would bring and say, hey, if you do anything, I will expose you. Now, as the story went, there was now a grand final battle. And this man was looking, how will I fight this battle? With this man that knows my secret. There is Fred. May God give us good Fred. We appreciate the associate pastor for the lesson he's taking. May God give us good Fred. May God keep bad friends away from us. Then he went to his friend. How can I overcome in this battle? See this guy, he knows everything. That one said, what is it? There is nothing new under the sun, my dear friend. Don't allow Satan to put you there. You are not the first, perhaps, that will do this, and you will not be the last. Then they begin to take over. Do you mean it? Say yes. When you go to the battle, prepare yourself. Enter the match. Fight it. If the guy do, stand up and look at him. Say, wait. Change the scene of the battle. And say, yes. There is something that you people don't know about me today. You people know I've been a very good fighter. But I want to tell you, there is something that you don't know about me. None of you have done that kind of thing. And there is somebody here that knows about it. Otimuye, put that one now. Can you see? This fellow wanted to expose him before. But when he began to take his other side, he rendered that one useless. Then everybody was waiting to hear, what is that thing? He said, I want to confess my wrong today. And the people knew, this great man, what? He said, I slept with a dead woman. He said, has anybody done like that? He said, but this man, he know about it. In shame, he cover his face. That was how he defeated him. And since then, nobody overcame him. But Satan was trying to use that to bring him down. Now, what is the moral in that story? Satan might be trying to use somebody that claims he loves you. But like we said, and as the Bible said, there is no fear in love. If somebody is trying to help you, and the person is putting fear, that person does not love you. If somebody loves you, he will show you the way out of escape. He will not kill you there. No. If I say I love somebody, I will show them the way. That is why God said, if God so loves us, we should love one another. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, we talk about the prophet experience with the bull, the mad cow. Amen. Now, the prophet gave us another experience he had from the message, the way, okay, yeah, this is a message. Paragraph 31. Rabbi said, I don't know. I might have told this, I might have told it before, hundred of little things that has happened. One day, I was mowing my yard. And I get in the backyard. The front yard was growing up before I get the back. Due to a kind of people coming to be prayed for. As Joseph said a while ago, it's just Chicago. At all, it's all around the world where people coming and going, all part of the world coming in. And when I was mowing this grass, I just run into something. It can happen to anybody. Now, this is even an experience the prophet had with an animal. It can happen to your fellow man. You just run into a mistake. But I say, when you know that you're a Christian, you will not wait for the next minute till you correct that thing. Now, I want us to watch the attitude of the prophet. Even with animals, he can apologize to animals. I'm very sorry. But we fellow man, we cannot tell ourselves. Sorry, in some people's dictionary, they don't have sorry. May God have mercy upon us. Now, Baba said, I was mowing the yard, and I run in, forgot about it, that there was an honest nest back there. And you know, those of us that are familiar with those machines, you just carry it. He said, and I hit the fence with the mowing machine. And before you know, I was covered over with honest. Them great big fellows, you know, they will knock you down when they eat you. At first, I was scared. I love Brother Brown. You know the identity. Truly, I was scared. No shirt on. Sometimes, something another happened. I was sorry I eat those fellows. Not because that I was afraid I was going to get stung, but really, it sounds juvenile. Yeah. But if we could just be more juvenile, if we could just be more childlike, it is the simplicity of God that turns the college student around. Be simple in those things. Amen. That is when people can take your word and say, this brother, this sister has something. Just like a baby, just rely and believe. Don't try to push yourself. Just relax and believe it. That is all. Don't try to walk yourself up. Oh God, hallelujah. Rebuke.
That is no good. Just believe it.
Say, just believe it. And walk on. That's all.
So when
that happened, I thought them little poor fellows up there in their nest now. And here I eat the friends and knock them out of their nest. And that big mowing machine I was pushing, and I said, you are little creatures of God. I am sorry that I hit these friends. Can you see that? But some of us, you see your dog sometimes. Get away from this place, dog. The dog know that you don't love him. Yes, that is why some of you, dog will bite you. Yeah. For those people that are well trained with dog, although sometimes people you say, but Joseph, you say you like dog, you know dog, come and touch this one. I will not tempt the Lord, brother. Yeah. I know my level, I will not do some things. But animal know when you love them or not. If you go, you see some fellow, they have never been in that house, they've never been in that compound. But they go, the dog just mellow. He begins to wag his tail. Because he knows this person is not coming to harm him. But when he sense that you are afraid, because I think it's not even science that says so, that when you are afraid, it secrets something to them, they can perceive it. Now, Baba sent them poor little fellow up there in their nest. I said, you are little creatures of God, and I am sorry that I hit the friends. I am sorry I disturbed you.
What?
Now, I am God's servant, and I'm praying for his sick children, and I got to Ori and Modisia. So now, you rush back into your nest. Amen. I won't bother you no more in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the prophet forgot about it and continued mowing. He said, I started mowing off again and stopped it. I pulled the string and started off like that. And then bees just all around my naked shoulder. And they just take a bee line. And went right back into their nest without stinging me at all. If you say, I don't believe it, you are a non-believer. What did that? Love. But about say, I can't produce it. I can't work it up. God is God to give it. Amen. You see where we fail many times? May God help us. Rabbi said, that is where, there is where it is tonight. God has to give it, then love produces fellowship. And when God said, the day that sin has separated that divine love, God told Adam and Eve not to eat those certain fruits, and they did, and sin brought separation, and sin by separation brought hatred. Brought malice, strife, envy. Is that right? What happened? They separated from divine love. And when you, brother, sister, separate from divine love, then you can't overlook your brother's mistake no more. You got to buy him out for it. That's right. You can't overlook your sister's mistake no more because you got away from that divine path. That love part. But if you really love the Lord Jesus, if sister or brother does something to you, oh well, that is all right. They are human beings. They can offend you. We can offend one another. They didn't mean to do it. That is the kind of love that Christ had. You say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. How many of us can do that? What if he held my sins against me? What an awful person I was. But he loved me so well that he forgave me for them. When I was undone, he forgave me. He loved me a pure love. When Adam separated himself from pure love of keeping God's word in his heart, when he did, these things, these other faculties come in: malice, envy, strife, hatred, so forth. Now, when God sees that his children are separated, he come down for fellowship. And there was no one there to welcome him. You remember that? The other night I preached, when I preached on the woman washing Jesus' feet, he was unwelcome by that Pharisee, Simon. He's unwelcome tonight in many people. He's unwelcome in many churches, many cities. But if you can welcome him, brother, if you can welcome him, sister, tonight you will live in love all the days of your life. Amen. Remember, the prophet said you cannot work it up. You cannot manufacture it. Love is real. From the message, Adoption, part 4. I think that will be the last before we go to prayer. Paragraph 101. God help you. You can go read more on that. But Bamsa said, oh Lord, that is where, that's what I am here at the church for. That is what I want to do today. It's to trying to set the church in order. Telling you, brother and sister, that there is only one thing. Have you gotten it? Okay. There is only one thing that can enter that place. Where? Up there. And that is perfect love. 60:05:22. Yeah. Not because you are loyal to Christ's bright tabernacle. But oh friends, not because you spoke with tongues. Not because you danced in the spirit. Not because you sing special songs. Not because you preach. Or because you cast out devils. Or you move mountains with faith. That is all right. For that is all right. But still, unless that real perfect love is in there, that was where perfect love was, and that is the only thing that will let you in there. That is the only thing that can stay there. It is the only thing there was there. Oh my, it is an adoption. God before the foundation. Now the prophet, you know, trying to hurry. Let's go to paragraph 104. Now, just jump to 104. Abraham said, thus saith the Lord. Now, this is not William Graham speaking. On Wednesday, I gave us this experience when, you know, the angel met him and he was just having an experience and he said, do you want to look beyond the curtain of time? And Abraham said, it will help me a little. For those of you that were not here, we said it's not a story, it was a reality. He was looking at his body there, lying beside his wife, Mida. And here was another one in another place. But the Bible says, in that place, I've not seen any love like that. Amen. It's beyond the love of a mother, which the prophet talked, a building was burning, and she ran through that fire to get her daughter. And she was badly burned. Yet the daughter renounced the mother. Prophet said, that's what many people are doing to Christ today. But now, this is God, not the prophet now. This is adoption message, part 4. It says, thus said the Lord, it will take perfect love to put you in that place. For that is all there was there. No matter what money, how much religious demonstration that we can portray, how much good deeds that you have done, or whatever you done, that won't count nothing on that day. Are we alive? It will take what? Perfect love to make it. So, brother, sister, whatever you do, lay aside everything else until you are just so filled with the love of God. Till you can love those who hate you. May God help us. May God bless His word in our hearts. It will take perfect love to enter there. For some of us, God is giving you this message in advance. For some, maybe something that you are going through now. For some, something that you have overcome. When you say you love God, and God is taking your loved one, how do you talk to somebody in that kind of a state? The person says, love God, they serve God, serve God. And it please God, for instance now, God take the person's child. It will take the love of God for the person to understand that this is God's program. Amen. Just like the experience John the Baptist had. After I have served you God all my life, they will cut my neck very soon. And you say, I should pray for these people. I should pray for Jezebel. Yes, pray for Jezebel. Yes, pray for that enemy. This is something, as the prophet says, is beyond anything that we can talk about. Until you can get to that level, maybe you have not been given that test. But I tell you, be prepared. The test will come one day. Somebody will offend you. It might be the dearest to you. Maybe like Job. His wife said, curse God and die. But you say you love me, madam. He said, I love you now. That's why I said, may you curse God, may you die. That was what Satan wanted him to say. And Job said, you speak like one of the foolish women. That was his reaction. He didn't buy her house. Nah, somebody offend you. And that's where we want to close tonight. Somebody offend you. Can you love that person? Can you take a step further? Like all the experiences that we've had, like the one the prophet said, like Jesus, they spat at him, they slapped him, did every kind of thing. And while he was there, he was praying for them, saying, God, forgive them. Until you get to that point, brother, sister, you have not started. Just like Stephen, he was not a preacher. He was a deacon. But he was engrossed, you know. He got so much and began to preach. And the people got angry and stoned him to death. While they were stoning him, he was praying for them. May God help us to get to that level. If we are not there, this is a more excellent way that you can get there. See that you get to a point that you love everybody. Brother Abraham said, because it will only take perfect love to enter that place. Shall we bow our head? When he reached down his hand for me, I was lost. I was undone. Without God. Without a son. But he reached down his hand for me. If God can do that for you, if he can do that for me, let us obtain grace to do the same to our fellow man. It will come in various ways. It will come in various forms. But God is maturing you, brother, sister. You say, but brother Joseph, it's my right. Brother said, yeah, it could be your right, but forfeit it for the cause of Christ. When he reached down his hand for me, when he reached down his hand for me, I was lost. that is kept for me. Once my soul was astray, from the heavenly will, and was wretched and far as could be. Oh, bless myself, your above. He gave me peace in joy and love. When he reached down his hand for me, since the Lord gave me peace, and since the Lord he gave me peace, heavenly joys I've never ceased. Lord, I give all my life unto thee. Lord, guide my feet, hold my hands, grant with thee, Lord, I may stand. Oh, for you're rich than your hand for me. Everybody now, when he reached down his hand for me. Oh, when he reached down his hand for me. But what I'm saying, if that man has the opportunity to kill you, and you know that the man can do it, but you still love him, that is what we are talking about. Without God, all his son, when he reached down his hands for me. Before we ask the Ashanti pastor to pray for us, when the prophet was beyond the curtain, he said, and it was time for me to come back to this, my old body. He said, I told them, I don't want to come back here. He said, they said, you have to go back. He said, but they said, keep pressing. Brother, that's the admonition to you and I this evening, to keep pressing in the battle. Many are the afflictions that will come our way. Many are the trials, many are the testings, many are the temptations that will come your way, that will come my way. But God has promised us grace. Just find help to be in God. Find help to be in love. If you want to be remembered, while all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, the only way you can win the battle of life is to have love. The only way you can cast out demon is to have love. The only way you can get victory is to have love.
Dear Almighty God, we bless your name for another privilege to sit at your feet and to hear your word of life spoken unto us. Lord, from thee mercy your servant have titled perfect love. We thank you, Lord, for all that we have listened to. But we know that the entire Bible is based upon love, and the entire message of the hour is based upon love. Your word said that he that is born of love is born of God. The one that does not have love is not born of God. Lord, and your word went further to say that if we cannot love a brother that we can see, how do we say we love God that we have not seen? We are declared as a word as a liar if we try to do that. Master Jesus, your prophet said that in disagreement. They have disagreed with people, with churches, with preachers, with so many people in their creeds and dogma. As far as the east is from the west. Say, but if you cannot do that one and say have love in his heart to be able to put his arms around such a person, then he ought to be at the altar. Their father. Arms of flesh cannot accomplish that. It has to take a reality, a substance of experience of God living in the heart of man to be able to produce that. We thank you very much. Dear God, we know that your spirit, wherever it is, we have the same nature and the same character. If it is in our life, it will do the same thing. Because there is no hatred in love. Because Satan brought hatred, God brought love. And with love, Jesus conquered the entire heart. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We are so grateful unto you for all that we have had. Your children that have raised up their hand, you know exactly what they have need of and the reason behind the hands that are up. Therefore, I pray, Lord, that thou that promise that when we ask, we shall receive, and when we seek, we shall find. And when we knock, it shall be open unto us. May you hear the prayers of your people. May you grant their desires, Father. Meet their needs, Lord. Each and every one of us, when we say we need more of you, we need more of your love, more of your grace, more revelation, more ability to serve you better, to love our enemy the more, and to pray for them with all our hearts, without hypocrisy. May you help us, Heavenly Father. Dear Jesus, we pray, O God, that beyond, O God, the course and things that your servant have read, as we read your word every day, and listen to the tapes, dear God, may we get better understanding day by day. May our understanding be broadened, O living God. That Master Jesus will always dwell in your presence with the love of God radiating in our hearts. Grant it, eternal Father. Lord, bless your servant that you have made use of this afternoon of evening. May you replenish him and lift up the honor of his ministry. Grant it, Heavenly Father. All that you have accomplished today in our life in simplicity, we thank you for it. We pray that we permanent in our lives to the glory and the honor of your name. This is a new week that you have started this way with us. May you lead the way, Father. May you guide us, Master. May your protection be upon us. May you stand for every one of us, Father. Meet us at the point of our needs, spiritually, physically, materially, and financially. Give us good and perfect health. Our going out and our coming may be ordered by you. May you be with students, be with workers and business people. Once again, we commit our country into your hand. Lord, the threatening of strike is on again. Lord, between the NLC and also the ASU is also talking their own. When that happens, if you go to medical line, we just plead for mercy that you will have your way, dear Father. Put fear in the heart of these people. Wherever the money have been stolen and hidden, Lord, sometimes they say they have recovered the money. What they do with it, we cannot see it. Be gracious, Father. For the sake of your children, may you intervene, Lord. Have your own way, Father. Lord, we have as an assembly before us an annual convention. Lord, that he said less than 2 months to this time. And Master, We haven't got much at all that we can start any planning with. We pray you will send help from above. Sometimes, when this plan has started late, it affects the output of what we want to achieve in the convention. May you send help, dear Lord. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Everywhere your children have gathered today and your blessings have come down, Master, we pray you bless the vessels you have used in different ways. The blessings your children have received may be permanent in their life. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful and we are thankful. Very soon we'll dismiss and go back to our homes. You brought us safely in the morning. May you take us back home safely. May we have a wonderful night. May we have a wonderful week. Lord, may our life be full of testimonies of your goodness and your mercies. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Thank you for healing the sick and the afflicted. May they remain healed, O God. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. We are grateful to God for taking us through the services today and giving us the blessings that we have received. May his name be glorified. When we close, I would like to briefly see the deacons and the song leaders just for a couple minutes. God bless you. Shall rise. 198 is coming soon.